One West Virginia community is making strides in finding a cure for Friedreich's ataxia disease. As Rachel Teeter reports, Friedreich ataxia, or FA, is a rare degenerative neuromuscular disorder that affects 1 in 50,000 people in the United States.
Anna Gordon began to notice that her balance was always off the summer before her freshman year of high school. The family searched for answers. After a year of testing, one geneticist changed the family forever when she wrote FA on a piece of paper and handed it to Missy Gordon, Anna's mom.
I took her to physical therapy after this appointment, and I was sitting in the car. When I looked up what FA actually was, I just thought our whole world came crashing down.
Missy immediately began researching what exactly her daughter was about to endure.
It causes a lot of things, starting with the motor skills and coordination, falling, and then it leads to things like diabetes, blindness, deafness, scoliosis, which Anna already had scoliosis, and then eventually to cardiomyopathy and a premature death.
Although Anna physically and vocally sounds different than her peers, she wants everyone to understand that the disease does not affect your brain or your ability to be independent.
As people would recognize, even though we are in a wheelchair and we have slurred speech, we like to have intelligent conversations with people. Like, people will talk to me all slow, like I'm a child, and it's very irritating, especially like if I'm somewhere by myself and people like ask me where my mom is. I'm like, I'm 20 years old. I can handle myself.
Anna is a third year elementary education student at West Virginia University at Parkersburg. While attending college, she lives in the basement of her childhood home. Her parents converted the area to resemble an apartment that can accommodate Anna's needs, including a stairlift that helps her reach the first floor.
I want to teach kindergarten or first grade and then hopefully go back to school and get my master's in autism and move to an autism specialization.
Missy says her daughter's disease has also impacted her sister Allie and her brother Chase.
When one person in the family is diagnosed with FA, the whole family is affected. I know Chase, I mean, he's constantly carrying her drinks for her and helping her. And Allie, I mean, I think it's been more emotional on her than anything because it's like a survivor's guilt almost. And it just, it takes its toll on everyone.
Although FA does not currently have a cure or treatment options, Anna and her community are raising money and awareness for the Friedreich's Ataxia Research Alliance, known as FARA.
Well, Anna's Army is a group of kids. It started in our living room with her older sister, Allie. And Allie was a senior in high school when Anna was diagnosed. And she had some friends over one night, and they decided they were going to do a basketball game to help create awareness for FA, just like you do a basketball game to create awareness for breast cancer or some other type disease. So they asked Anna what her favorite color was, and she said purple. So they started ordering t-shirts and coming up with a design, and they wanted to make it something positive and cheerful and not, you know, real sad, because it was a fun atmosphere.
Despite Anna graduating from Parkersburg South in 2015, the school has continued to support the group through fundraisers.
I thought once I graduated that it would fizzle and die out, but it's done the complete opposite. At South, they say tradition never graduates, and they've held true to that.
Anna's Army holds fundraisers spanning several states and has raised more than $200,000 for FARA.
There's a physician or a doctor over in France, and she was able to cure FA through mouse models, and it'll be done through gene therapy. And they're expecting that to come in about 7 years. But right now there's 10 different drugs in trials, and Anna's going to be participating in one of those trials. If they can just do something that would slow the process until the cure gets here, because Anna's had it for 5 years and there's still no treatment and no cure. And it's just really frustrating when you're watching your child slowly progress, and you know that the cure is possible if we can just make it more well known and get the funding for it.
Finding a cure isn't the only thing that Anna hopes stems from Anna's Army, though. She wants to use the platform to help other people in her community who are struggling.
Anna's Army has awakened people to see how many people out there need help. Because a lot of times when people need help, they won't vocalize it, which is fine, but I'm not the type of person to sit back and just let it happen. Like, I'll make it well known.
The Anna's Army mission statement is, "Today matters." Missy Gordon wants anyone who is living with FA or a rare disease to not feel as if their lives are over.
Don't let FA define you. You define yourself. And just take advantage and live every day to the fullest.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Rachel Teeter.